The Pentagon says it has intelligence of specific, credible threats. 5,000 US troops remain at the airport, screening people who, with just a few days left, are desperately trying to board one of the last remaining flights. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says US troops are now undergoing the most perilous part of the mission, moving not just evacuees, but equipment.
The threat is ongoing and it is active. Our troops are still in danger. That continues to be the case every day that they are there.
But she says the troops will remain until the August 31st withdrawal deadline.
The military made clear to the president that they are committed to continuing this mission, to saving lives, to evacuating more people from the country over the coming days.
The State Department says 105,000 people have been flown out of the country, including most of the locally employed Afghan staff, many of whom fear reprisal from the Taliban after US troops leave. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.